Good day, my friend. Turn to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, let's just stop a moment and focus on all the buzz that's going on around us right now. All the latest talk and all the latest updates that we're hearing, the news we're hearing, the things that are on people's hearts, and you'll find that everybody around is saying, oh, things are so hard right now. Things are just so much harder for us today than they were last year or 2 years ago or even, 10 years ago. Everything's so confusing. And yet God lets us know that by Scripture, the truth, and we have the truth, and that is the Holy Word of God. He says, by the truth, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So, if you look at what we just read in Psalms chapter 1, you'll find that a man that will study God's Word, of course, we're talking about a godly, a saved person. He said, blessed is the man. Blessed is man that don't get caught up in all the buzz, that they're not listening to all the counsel that's coming from worldly, ungodly people, but rather his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he's meditating on the Word of God day and night. That person does not have to worry about being confused, does not have to get caught up in all the latest scare tactics and all the latest gossip, all the latest news updates and things like that. That person can wholly rely upon the Word of God and will do that. And so God gives us a definite that if we will just trust Him and we will study His Word and we'll meditate on His Word every day, then we will be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. In other words, we're going to put down great, deep roots. To look at that, I see that if I will just study God's Word, meditate upon God's Word, and lean to God for the understanding and not my own self, then I'll be stable, I'll be established, I'll be settled. Now, this promise that God has given us, it still hinges on the condition that we do meditate upon the law of God day and night. If you will do that, you will become stable. God will help you to put down deep, deep roots. So, when you think about a person that is saved, and that person prayerfully reads his Bible, and he does not lean to his own understanding, but rather he looks to God for spiritual understanding of Scripture. And as he goes about his day, purposing to reflect upon whatever verse he's read, whatever chapter he's read, he just chews on that like a cow chewing the cud, just chewing on it. And he does it day after day and year after year. Then he's taking in that daily bread that God has given, and he's hearing from God, and he's leaning to the Lord to lead by the Spirit of God. That man will put down roots so deep he shall not be moved. You think about men of old. The Elijahs come to mind. David comes to mind. Stephen comes to mind. All these great men. Peter comes to mind. You think about them, and we see how God used them and how they were such pillars in their community. They were pillars in the church somewhere. And we think, well, they were so wise, but they just lived in a different time. They didn't live in 2021. So certainly they would probably be different in our day and time. But the truth is, they had the Word of God. And we have the Word of God in its entirety. We've been given the complete, holy Word of God. Everything God wants us to know, He has given to us in Scripture. And even though we may face a different day and we're facing different forms of temptation and we're facing different types of trials in our country that maybe we've never seen before, this still holds true that God's Word can make us stable. And we do not have to be confused, and we don't have to get caught up by every wind of doctrine that blows by, and we don't have to tune in to what everybody else is saying and fret and panic over, well, the sky's falling, the sky's falling. We don't have to do that because God has given us a sure anchor. He's given us something in His Word that will make us like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, I'll read you a verse in Psalms 119. Here in 119, actually, I'll read you a few verses. In verse 97, it says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." So again, he's saying, I meditate on the Word of God. I meditate on your law all day long. So I maybe get up early in the morning, I study the Scripture, I read the Scripture, and then throughout the day, while I'm working, while I'm going different places, doing my thing, I am meditating upon your Word. Verse 98, it says, "Thou through thy commandment has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients." And that's what I want you to get here today. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. You know, I've watched great men, and you have too, great women that we look back on, maybe that have gone on to be with the Lord, that were great influences in our lives. I've got some that I admired so much. I respected so much. I loved them so dearly. I went to them for advice. I went to them for counsel. I went to them even at times and they would correct me. And maybe it hurt my feelings for a moment. But later God used that and I see that, you know what, I needed to be corrected. It is a wise thing to allow correction in your life. So many times we seem like in our day we've gotten so puffed up, and because of the information age, we're supposed to know every answer to every question and everything about life. You know, I'm supposed to know how to mechanic, and I'm supposed to know how to be a plumber, and I'm supposed to know how to do all these things. And then scripturally, I'm supposed to know everything A to Z throughout the Bible from cover to cover. I'm supposed to know everything. And whenever we see that we're wrong, many times we get puffed up and we don't want anybody to know that we're wrong. But friend, listen, it is good. It is a wonderful thing. It is a blessing from God to be corrected whenever we're in error. And how can somebody correct me except it be through the Word of God? God's Word is sure. It's going to endure throughout all ages. And so we have the Word of God. And I had those older men, those older women that would say, you know, the Bible says this. And again, might hurt my feelings for just a moment. But then later on, you know what? That's right. That is the Word of God. I need to submit to the Word of God. The Word of God has authority. And we need to honor the authority of the Word of God. But we would have those, and maybe they've gone on, those older pillars in our life, they're gone on, and maybe gone on to be with the Lord. And we look and we say, boy, I need guidance. I need approval. I need to be corrected. I need to hear their voice. I need someone to tell me whether I'm getting life right or not. Well, what I just read to you is this. If we will study the Word of God, if we will meditate upon God's laws, His Word, if we'll meditate upon that throughout today, and we get into a pattern of doing that every day, God's Word is a part of us, then we can understand more than the ancients. Imagine that person you respect the most, thinking how wise they were and how great of a blessing they were to you. God can help you to become just that stable, to put your roots down. That way others of the next generation might look to you and think, I'll go to you for counsel. I'll go to you for instruction. And then, friend, you'll be ready, because Scripture says we're to be ready always to give an answer for the hope that lieth within us with meekness and fear. We're to always be ready to give an answer. And so, to have the wisdom that God has given us, it is priceless. It truly is a hidden treasure. So let's seek it. Let's seek the wisdom of God like hidden treasure. David was able to say, I understand more than the ancients. That was not bragging. He wasn't being arrogant. He was telling the truth for my benefit, for your benefit, that if you will look to God's word, God will establish you. God will settle you. God will strengthen you. And he will help you to live this life that you don't have to be confused. You don't have to go through life like a blind person just reaching out, hoping and feeling, maybe I'm getting this right. Hopefully I don't trip. No, you can know this is God's will, and I'm going to do it with all of my heart. Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And in another place, he is the word. And so if we will take the word, God's word will show us the way. God's word is always the truth. And there is life whenever we, certainly new life, eternal life, when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. But then he's the key to life. His words are the keys to life. That's how we know. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. No wonder we can't see many times. No wonder we are confused so many times. We're not opening the pages of God's word and shining the light on our path. I hope this will be an encouragement to you today. Look to God's word and let God bless.